Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on iHeart and Radio MD. This is Dr. Mike Roizen, and I'm your host to tell you the latest news of the week. So this is the A segment, 891A to be specific. And it is the segment where we tell you about the latest news, but most importantly, what it means to you. Well, you can enjoy dark chocolate. It improves stress, mood, memory, and immunity. We'll tell you what the data. Could time in a sauna lower your stroke risk? The answer is yes. How much time? We'll tell you. And what type of sauna? You don't have to sweat very much. And these five habits may let you live 14 years longer. You know them as real age habits, but we'll tell you what this other data found that confirms the exact same thing. We knew it all along because the data were so good, and you've known it all along. Even brief particle pollution spikes tend to respiratory infections. Canadian raw oysters are behind a norovirus outbreak in California. And disease spread by insects has more than tripled. What should you do? Well, let's get to them and some other stories as well. This is, again, 891A. Thanks for downloading the news of the week, the medical news of the week. New autism numbers show big gains and big state-to-state differences. Well, the gains were huge in the past. In the 1970s, it was like 1 in 900, then 1 in 165 in the 90s, now 1 in 58, down from 1 in 65 of children school-aged 8 in 2014. And some states have had much higher numbers. And for this report, researchers in 11 states gathered the data on 325,000 children. So this isn't doctor diagnosed. This is who required special ed in schools and then had to have a physician confirmation or physician diagnosis to get in those areas. The survey again showed a 15% rise from 2012 to 2014. That's not much compared to what it has been increasing. We only know a few things that decrease it, and that is taking a prenatal multivitamin for 3 months prior to pregnancy decreases it, and, if you will, avoiding well water on farms. So those are the two things that we know are associated with it, lack of multivitamin and using well water. Males four times more likely than females to identify. The key is to identify people early. So as my wife, who's a specialist in developmental pediatrics, would say, to get them to be taxpayers. That's right. The earlier you make the diagnosis and get help for the kid, the child, the more likely that child is to be able to grow up and be productive rather than be disabled. Research shows that there is differences in states with a diagnosis, 1.3% of children in Arkansas to 2.9% in New Jersey. It may be not that the kids, there's something that is affecting the kids in New Jersey, but it's better services, record keeping, and monitoring in New Jersey is what the research experts tell us. So, and much of the increase, they say, is being to more diagnosis of the same kids and moving them from other spectrum disorders such as ADHD to autism spectrum disorders. Since our genes haven't changed that much over this period of time, this last 50 years, obviously what has changed is something in the environment. We don't know whether it's food or pesticides or something else. What you can do, tell your children, your grandchildren, even you, if you're potentially in the potentially pregnant era, that is between 13 and 50 in a woman, take a prenatal multivitamin, half of it morning, half in evening, for all the time you're in that age. because 50% of children are unexpected. So we don't know whether it'll continue to increase. The increase seems to have slowed down. Let's go to another story, and that is the, I think the next story we should take is even brief particle pollution spikes are tied to respiratory infection. So this was a study of 146,000 people, and they looked at the PM 2.5. That's the particulate matter between 2.5 and 10 microns that gets into your lung. And it shows that each short-term 10 microgram increase, microgram per meter increase, was associated with a 15% higher risk of acute respiratory infections for kids 0 to 2 years of old. And in fact, these infections, the infections with spikes in air pollution, accounted for 77% of all infections in this group of kids. It's amazing. They did the data was from Utah, very well collected. It looks like it was really excellent. Now, the what do you do about that? It means that, and by the way, in older children, each short-term increase was associated with 32% higher increase. And for adults, each increase in the particulates of 10 micrograms per meter squared, 19% higher. So these are really just incredible increases from air pollution, 77% for the youngest to then 32% for those in the teen years and 19% for us adults. What do we say? Well, it means that if there's a high air pollution day, you want to stay inside and keep the windows closed, use high particulate filtration on your air, and don't go out. Keep the windows closed. The other thing you can do is go out in the parks and be in a park. And when you're thinking about buying a house, try and figure out how to buy your house far from the freeway, far from diesel fuel exposure. Those are the key things you can do. Could time in a sauna lower your stroke risk? The answer is yes. 4 20-minute exposures a week. So that's not a trivial amount of time. 4 exposures, 20 minutes. Even a infrared sauna, which only goes to 105 or 106, so you're not really sweating, decreases stroke risk by about 50%. It's amazing. Decreases sudden death risk by 50%. Decreases heart disease and stroke risk by between 40 and 50%. What is it about sauna? Well, if it was just vasodilating, just dilating your arteries or decreasing the work your heart had to do, you might expect an increase in sudden death from a low blood pressure. But in fact, and then arrhythmias or abnormal heartbeats. But in fact, you don't get that. So what's the cause of this? We don't know. Is it relaxation? Is it another form of meditation? No one knows. But a series, there are now 5 studies out on this, and a new one came out from Finland last week. So this is pretty good data. Buy yourself an infrared sauna and use it 20 minutes a day, 4 days a week. Playing youth tackle football is linked to earlier symptoms of brain disease. This is sad. Any concussion, any loss of consciousness seems to be increasing brain disease and long-term memory loss. But that's especially true the earlier you get the concussion or the earlier you have football. Obviously, playing professional football has been linked to chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE. But if they start the sport, football, early, that is before age 12, they have a much greater increase. So if you look at it, early exposure tackle football, not associated with more signs of CTE, but was associated with more long-term brain disease and mood swings. So the basic message, those who have it before age 12 have almost 4 times the risk of those who started between 12 and 22, and those who never do it have obviously the baseline risk. So a great increase. What's the message? One, I would say don't have your kid ever play a sport associated with a concussion if you can avoid it. Use protection as much as possible. Make sure if they do have concussion symptoms, they stay out of it till they get recovery. And start later in life after your head is more formed. Your brain is more formed, obviously. So no tackle football before age 12. And, you know, I played that in our backyard all the time. Yeah, we did a lot of things when we were kids. Even a flu vaccine that isn't really effective,
say it's only 20% effective,
it still averts 21 million infections and almost 130,000 hospitalizations and saves 61,000 lives. Yes, the more people get vaccinated, the more we get this herd immunity and the less likely we are to get infected. The average vaccination coverage risk rate has only been 43%, but even so, it's prevented 77 million infections during a typical year, and 130,000 people who would die have not died because of that. Still lose about 50,000 a year, but no place near as many as we would have if we didn't have vaccination. Who should get it? It's adults in the middle ages are prime targets because they're caregivers for the young and caregivers for the old. And by avoiding getting vaccinated themselves, and they usually don't, they help prevent being transmission vehicles from the young to the old and vice versa. Next story that we should go through is a story about the Arizona farm of the national E. coli outbreak. And at the same time, there's an outbreak of norovirus in Canada. How will we stop these? The only way is better patrolling. But in fact, it's very tough to stop these. So wash your hands well, wash your food well, and don't eat raw food. The Canadian Royal Oysters are behind that norovirus outbreak. That is from a Canadian group, but it actually has been from Bain Sound in British Columbia. The harvesting of raw oysters caused a large and continuing norovirus outbreak in California and the west coast of Canada. I told you about air pollution and increased risk of infections and respiratory infections in kids. Well, it turns out it also decreases fertility rates in the United States. The higher the, pollution by particulate matter, the lower your chance of actually having a pregnancy from either in vitro fertilization or normal processes that fertilize. It is not a good birth control technique, don't get me that wrong that way, but the chances of getting pregnant go from, with in vitro fertilization, go, for example, from the lowest days to the highest days, from an average of, say, around 20% to an average of under 10% success rate with in vitro fertilization. Family and friends, counter diabetic stress, yeah, always have a buddy. And having that buddy means that they're going to encourage you, help you get the food that's right for you. And in fact, in the low carbohydrate food of type 1 diabetics, they almost have eliminated the end organ disease by going to walnuts and avocados and relatively high fat, low carbohydrate food. The clear data is that you should have a buddy with treatment of diabetes, and that alone will help you. Now, one of the scariest stories I see, and this says, wear long clothing, don't go out in the woods, is that mosquitoes and Lyme disease and Zika and West Nile virus and more have literally more than tripled in the last, I guess it would be called 12 years. That is from 2004 to 2016. We now have gone from roughly 200,000 cases of these bad vector-borne diseases, such as Zika, Lyme, and West Nile, to now being 640,000 cases a year. We're still underreporting, we think. We think that there are many more than this because many people who get Lyme disease and who get things that are bad don't really associate them with bites from an insect. So wear long clothing, put DEET on your long clothing, only wear the DEET. Take off your long clothing when you're inside. Look at your dogs and cats and animals. Make sure they don't have ticks, harboring ticks on them when they come in from outside. But make sure you don't either. Look at your legs and your hair. There's even an alpha gal, which is the allergy to meat. When the ticks literally jump, from trees into your hair, onto your surfaces. So wear a hat, wear long clothing, and be aware and scan yourself for ticks. Mosquitoes, I learned something new in looking up this data, but don't have camembert cheese. Mosquitoes think of you as one of the great tastes in the world if you've got camembert cheese inside your body. The smell of that causes mosquitoes to want to bite you. So, big deal, and we don't have vaccines against these yet. Young Americans are very lonely. What can you do? Go to club, join people. Don't just use your phone. Form friendships. It's really key. One of the hardships, not only for young Americans, but for retirees and older generations, is that they need to have friends too, and as they get older, their friends die out. Don't let it happen. Keep your friends. Friends keep friends younger and living longer. And the oldest generation, actually, and retirees are the least likely to be lonely. But if you are, go to a club. There are many hobby clubs, etc., church groups, whatever, to find friends that you share something with so you can stay with that friendship. I'm pausing a lot. Five habits help you live 10 years longer. It's really 15 years longer in the studies, and with less disability, shorter periods of disability as well as living longer. That's a double benefit. Eating a healthy diet, which means avoiding the five food felons, foods with saturated fat, foods with trans fat, foods with simple sugars, foods with added syrups, and foods with simple carbohydrates. Exercising regularly, 30 minutes a day, drinking only in moderation, not smoking, and maintaining a healthy body weight, probably the toughest of all of those. But doing those means that you're likely to live 15 years longer with less disability, so you'll be able to enjoy it much more. And I don't know whether to tell you this because I like to look at it in terms of how long you'll live based on your age, but if you do all five of the healthy habits, you're 74% less likely to die over a six-year period than those with even one of the abnormalities. The next story and its message for you is simple. Music is good for your health, because it helps encode memory, it helps you feel good, which means it's good for your health. It is essentially another form of meditation, is listening to your favorite music. The last, I saved the best for last, dark chocolate in this study improved stress, mood, memory, and immunity. So what they did is they gave 70% cocoa, in a 48-gram bar, which is like an ounce and a half, and they gave a little bit every 2 hours. What happened is they generated anti-inflammatory action, and in fact, they generated more of a specific activity in the brain that I'm going to talk about in next week's News of the Week. That specific activity in the brain is a very beneficial one, and we'll tell you about that in next week's News of the Week. For now, this is Dr. Mike Roizen saying you've been listening to the News of the Week on Radio MD, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Remember, invest in some chocolate. It's fun. Put it on. You can drip it on your walnuts. Also a benefit. Buy an infrared sauna if you have enough money and like to do it. Infrared, only 105, 100, 106 degrees. It's not the uncomfortable sweating, but it does get you the same benefits in longer life, lower risk of heart disease, and lower risk of dementia. Amazing. And buy a house without a lot of particles or exposure to the freeway. And remember, when you go out and walk with the insects, to protect yourself by having long clothing and also by putting DEET on it. Don't wear it when you get home. You can change out of it. And when you're changing out of it, do an inspection of your skin to make sure there are no errant ticks. Again, thank you. This is Mike Roizen saying you've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Thanks very much for downloading us. Do tell your friends about us. And I hope to see you here next week for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with the News of the Week, a superb guest. I already recorded it, so I know that's true. And not only a superb guest and News of the Week, but what each of those means to you so you can live at the top of your curve till very near the end. Thanks for wonderful engineering. We'll see you next week.